this morning. I want to start by talking about Windsor, though, and one of the big changes planned to transport in Windsor. Now, everyone who lives there will have the chance to vote on whether they want this new underground tunnel to link Windsor's two railway stations. More about those plans in a sec. First of all, we asked people in the town what they thought.
I think it's very good, actually, you know, because then that you can all go on to the save chopping and changing. You know, that's what we need a bit more, continuity.
It sounds a very good idea, and I'm sure I'll be able to use it sometime, right? Especially going to Heathrow. This is a very good idea, yeah.
Of course it is, yes. Anything like that's a good idea.
Yes, definitely.
Anything we can use.
Yes.
I think it's quite a good idea, if they can afford it. Because these things, they get a bit out of hand. They give you a price when it starts, but after a year or so, it's nearly doubled normally. So if they can fund it properly and get it done, you know, on time and everything, I think it could be a good idea.
It will make people less stress, more easy for them. And I think if people is less stress, it's better for their health.
George Batters is the Managing Director of the Windsor Rail Link Company, also a local councillor here in the studio. Morning, George.
Good morning.
Talk us through the plan. What exactly is it you want to do?
The idea is to link the two railway lines in Windsor. One of them goes to Slough at the moment, it's just a shuttle, and the other goes to Waterloo. And for historical reasons, they don't talk to each other. And the idea is to fix that. And we found a way of doing that that has previously eluded people. So we're building a tunnel. Right. Between the two lines.
You've got two railway stations on different lines, on different sides of Windsor, but there's no way of getting from one to the other except by, you know, walking through the town centre.
Exactly. And previously people have tried to connect up the stations, but that's very difficult because they're at different levels and lots of listed buildings in between. And we've solved that by linking the lines and building a new station adjacent to the existing
Windsor. What problem are you trying to solve?
Windsor has some of the worst rail connections in the country, some for a comparable town. And we also have 7 million visitors a year, and most of those come by road at the moment, and that's becoming increasingly unsustainable. So we want to deliver a nice experience for visitors, and we want to make things better for Windsor and so that companies can start locating themselves.
Tunnelling under Windsor, bit like a sort of underground model.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can walk from one station to the other. How much will all that cost to do?
It's not a walking from there, it's connecting the trains up. So you have a through line for the trains. We estimate that will cost about £220 million.
Wow. Where does that come from?
Really, if you consider if you got just 2% of the tourism market to persuade them to come by train rather than car, that would pay for it on its own. We estimate actually the revenue from fare will be about £10 million a year, so that should pay for it easily.
Right. But that all that money, of course, comes later. Where does the money come from to start off with?
There are two ways of funding railways. The way normally for the last 100 years or so has been for the state to pay for that. And we've proposed a second innovation, which is actually to do this for the first time since the original railways, to fund it privately, and that should hopefully lead to lower fares in the long run.
But fund it privately from what? Just a group of people with loads of money?
There's many pension funds who would love to invest in infrastructure. It provides good long-term returns, so it means that actually your pension is better funded as well as a result of this railway.
Right, this is the council's head of transport, Colin Rayner, who was on the show earlier. Well, I think it's fair to say he's got some concerns about this.
Oh, we've actually had a change of heart in the council, because at the moment we don't have enough information from the developer exactly where the route is, and before we're going out to public consultation we've asked for more information from the public company that's developing it, because our concern is that this will be a major infrastructure change for Windsor, and if we get it wrong the people of Windsor and the rest of the country will never forgive us for a lifetime.
Do you feel enthusiastic about it in principle?
I have got concerns with many residents, because there is advantages and the disadvantages, and our concern is that it will take a 5-year build time, and you know it'll be upsetting a lot of residents for 5 years, so we've got to make sure that we get it right. And also is that we've got to take in the whole of Windsor and the effect it will have on the rest of Windsor.
Right.
And we just don't feel there's enough information there for.
Do you like the principle though of linking the towns to railway lines and stations to make it easier for people to move around?
My view is that the principle sounds fine, but we didn't get our railway line from Heathrow Airport to Staines Station because they said there wasn't enough capacity, and I have been convinced that if we do link the two railway lines that there is enough capacity from Slough to Windsor to Waterloo. I'm talking about line capacity, and at the moment we've got to get the people who own the railway lines, Network Rail, to take this scheme on. At the moment it's a private developer.
So that's Colin Rayner, head of transport at the council. George Bathurst representing the developers here in the studio. You haven't persuaded the local authority. You're on the local authority.
Yes, but I don't sit on any of the meetings involved with this. But sometimes it's a bit like persuading a horse to do a jump. Sometimes you have to go round a few times. So, and I think when we look back at how the railways were built in the first place and the beautiful buildings we've got in Windsor as a result, but there were actually fights in the street over not building that. So we shouldn't imagine that building these things is easy. However, it was very encouraging to hear Colin Rayner, despite his reservations, agreeing in principle that it's a good thing to do.
What about, you know, he says you haven't provided sufficient information for the council to be able to take a proper view. He says it'll cause too much disruption to local people over a five-year period while it's being built, and there isn't enough line capacity anyway for the thing to work properly. They're pretty big criticisms, aren't they?
Yeah, he just needs to read the papers, his briefing papers. I mean, we think the development time will be under 2 years and possibly under 1 year for the main tunnel, bearing in mind that Crossrail hasn't taken as long as he thinks it would take to build just 300 yards in Windsor. And we've got the support of Network Rail. They've written to the council, and indeed council officers have visited Network Rail and received their support. We've had a letter from the minister from the DfT saying it's in line with policy and they welcome it coming forward, and even going so far as saying they're very happy to be funded via the franchise.
Okay, George, thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you too for taking us on a little tour. So if you want to see this, it's easy to visualise it. Look at the video, which is on our Facebook page right now, BBC Berkshire on Facebook, and have a look. Keep us in touch with how it goes. George, thank you. It's 8:14. Quick look at the front page.